This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This is what I like to call halftime of the show. 2 hours down, two more on the way. Okay? I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, it's real simple. Rocket can. Okay? Thank you to everybody who has listened for the past 2 hours. It doesn't matter if you're listening on one of our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. The free radio.com app, CBSSportsRadio.com, SiriusXM channel 206, Apple Music. I'm glad that you're here right now. We got a lot to talk about. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. And phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We started off the show breaking down week three. Going through week three matchups in the NFL. Well, now it's time to kind of switch gears a little bit. It's time to talk about some NBA basketball because the Boston Celtics, they have lived to see another day. The Boston Celtics defeated the Miami Heat on the brink of elimination. They could have gone home. The Boston Celtics won tonight, 121-108. Jason Tatum got busy in the second half. He decided to go out there and put up 21 points. He finished the night overall with 31 points. And I've been saying for a long time, Jason Tatum is a killer. Jason Tatum has the killer instinct. He put up 31 points. Jaylen Brown put up 28. And the Boston Celtics, they force a game six. That's going to take place on Sunday. And the Miami Heat, for a while there, they couldn't buy a shot. They actually gave up 41 points in a quarter. They allowed the Boston Celtics to get back in the game for a period in time. It looked like the Heat were on their way to the NBA Finals. The Miami Heat, at one point, led by 12, looked like they were in control. Duncan Robinson certainly started off hot. Duncan Robinson, I think he had about 17 points to start off, and then he fell flat. The whole team fell flat because the Miami Heat from downtown tonight, they shot 7 of 36. That's 19% from downtown. That's not going to get the job done. And there were contributors all across the board here. Bam Adebayo gave you 13. Jimmy Butler, 17. Jay Crowder, 14. Goran Dragic, 23. Duncan Robinson, 20. He slowed down after his hot start. But defense was a problem. The Miami Heat also out-rebounded poorly. I mean, I was watching the game while I'm here on air with you, and I'm looking at Udonis Haslem. After the Heat gave up the lead, I thought Udonis Haslem was going to go out there and slap one of his players. Udonis Haslem does look like the type of guy that would, you know, hurt one of his teammates if absolutely necessary. It's crazy. A matter of fact, you want to talk about the difference? You want to talk about what got the Boston Celtics to this point? Brad Stevens, he said it was the defense. Listen.
I thought we played with great tenacity defensively, and our offense followed suit. But they're very hard. Like, you know, it's easy for me to sit up here and say, to, you know, be at our very best and get stops on every possession. I mean, this is a heck of an offensive team, a heck of a well-coached team, and hard to guard.
Brad Stevens said tonight, he says, and he wasn't trying to be funny, but Brad Stevens said tonight was actually a night that it felt like he saw Boston Celtics basketball. It's like the team just came through in waves. The contributions, the players that showed up for the Boston Celtics tonight. I told you about Jason Tatum getting you 31 points. I told you about Jaylen Brown giving you 28 points. I mean, Jaylen Brown at one point is knocking down shots and he's blowing kisses out there. Daniel Tice, 15 points, 13 rebounds. Kemba Walker, still not getting the shots that you would want him to take or get. Gave you 15 points, a 4 of 11 shooting. Marcus Smart seems to be in a two-game shooting slump. He gave you 12 points, of 3 of 9. And Gordon Hayward, you can't ignore the fact that this man is back. He played 30 minutes tonight. Gave you 10 points. The Celtics are still in business. The Celtics are still alive. Before we got to this series, I told you, I said, listen, I like the Celtics. Why? Because I think if you absolutely need a bucket, if you need somebody to score, the Celtics got a few guys. They got the main guy in Jason Tatum. I'd look for Jason Tatum to go out there and get you a bucket when you absolutely need it. Then you have Brown. Then you also have Kemba Walker, even though Kemba has obviously been in a little bit of a slump. I mean, at the early part of the season or series, Kemba Walker was just talking about how he has stunk, how he's been terrible. And he hasn't played up to his best. I don't know. Maybe his size is actually a detriment. Maybe that Miami Heat defense, and it's a little bit too much for Kemba Walker here in the playoffs. But I still think the Celtics have more talent. A matter of fact, I'm not the only person to think that. Jimmy Butler actually came out of his own mouth several days ago and said, yes, we have to play harder because the Celtics have more talent. So if you don't take my word for it, take the word of Jimmy Butler, who actually has to go out there and play against them. That doesn't mean the Miami Heat aren't a solid team. I mean, the Celtics have given away some leads here. The Miami Heat, they've come back. They had an opportunity tonight to advance to the NBA Finals, and now they have to wait. It's real simple here. And I'm not ready to give up on the Heat. Not at all. I picked the Celtics. At this point, I think the Heat will take it out. Still go to the Finals. But I would not be surprised if the Celtics came back. I would not. And the reason why I picked the Celtics in the first place, outside of all of their talent, outside of all of their guys who can go out there and score and get you a bucket, I've always said, I don't trust young jump shooters. Duncan Robinson started off hot, and then he slowed down. Tyler Hero, he's 20. I mean, you don't expect him to give you 37 points one night, and then come back the next go around, you think he's going to just drop 37, 35 points again? No, it's not going to happen. Tonight, Tyler Hero, he finished with 14. How much are you really going to rely on Tyler Hero? How much are you really going to rely on Duncan Robinson? I would even go as far to say, Ashton Marcano hits me up and Ashton says he believes the Celtics are coming back. I would go as far to tell you right now that the Heat have benefited from playing in this bubble. That Tyler Hero doesn't have a fan. He doesn't have somebody belligerent yelling at him on the sideline. He doesn't have somebody getting ready to curse him out. He doesn't have to deal with the jitters. He can literally go into the bubble, which might as well be a fancy NBA YMCA or LA Fitness, and he just gets the ball out. He doesn't have a care in the world. He doesn't have anything to worry about. But now I'd say the Celtics are the squad with the momentum. The Celtics are the squad that have had leads, that have blown leads. Jimmy Butler has said, it ain't all that fun trying to just keep coming back. And so whereas I can look in the Western Conference and I can tell you with no issue, with no problem, that I believe that there is no 3-1 comeback for the Denver Nuggets. I'm sorry. I got the Lakers going to the finals. I don't see another comeback. It's over in Disney World for the Nuggets. I can't say that for the Celtics right now. I wouldn't be surprised. I said this series, I felt that it would go 7 games. Let's see if the Celtics can push it. They're certainly capable. Why wouldn't they be? This has been an amazing series. This has been a close series. This hasn't been a give me. This hasn't been something that you just sit down and ignore. The Miami Heat might have all of the experience. The Miami Heat might have the continuity. The Miami Heat might have the rings. The Miami Heat might have Pat Riley. But the Boston Celtics have the talent. And Brad Stevens, he ain't no pushover of a coach either. Let's be real. And the fact that, yes, Gordon Hayward is back is certainly a boom. It certainly lifts and elevates the Boston Celtics. That cannot be ignored. You can't ignore it. Now, having said all of that, knowing that you go into a game six, knowing that the Miami Heat have another opportunity one more time this Sunday to knock out the Boston Celtics, knowing that it might go to a game seven. Understand this. Eric Spoelstra, he says he's not worried. Eric Spoelstra says this is not a time to panic. Listen.
We're not getting caught up into all the narratives. Boston played great in that second half. They deserved and earned what they got. We understand how tough it is to win in the playoffs. We did not compete hard enough defensively. And, you know, we paid the price for that.
Yeah, they paid the price. And now they have to show up. And they got to try to win and avoid a game seven. Because at that point, if Boston wins 2 in a row, you don't think going into a game seven that the momentum is on their side? You don't think if Boston not only won tonight, but if Boston comes back and wins Sunday to stay alive, you don't think Boston, you don't think the Celtics have the momentum on their side? I'm just happy that we got a good matchup. I'm happy that we got a great game. I'm happy that we have a solid series right here in front of us. Is Boston done? Hell no. The Boston Celtics, they're not cooked yet. And I still think we're going to get a game seven. Let's see. Let's see what happens this upcoming Sunday. I'm still banking on my game seven. And let's see if the Celtics know how to keep and hold the lead. Because there was a period during this game where it looked like Miami was in control and was on their way to the NBA Finals. Now they got to wait. Now they got to stop. I want to open up the phone lines to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. unlike the Denver Nuggets, I think Boston can come back. Unlike the Denver Nuggets, I think the Boston Celtics will go out and force a game seven. Let's see what they can do on Sunday. I don't think Boston is done. I know we had some folks before the series, they wanted to tell me how the Heat were going to sweep this, how the Miami Heat were just far superior. No, it's been close. That's why I said seven games. This wasn't going to be easy for either one of these squads. Right now, I know there's a lot of data, there's a lot of numbers, there are a lot of stats. We now have momentum meters and probability focuses, and we don't need all that fancy garbage here. I can tell you that the Miami Heat, due to their lead, the odds are in their favor right now that they win this series. But I can also tell you that the Boston Celtics, they may not have grinded it out. They may not have been able to hold on to every single one of those leads. But the Boston Celtics still have more talent. Is that talent going to play together? Is that talent going to be able to stay together and actually win? Hold the lead. The Celtics aren't done. I still think we'll go seven games. Let's see. Regardless of what happens, this has been a solid and entertaining series. Phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you feel that the Boston Celtics can come back and win this series? Call me up right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Jimmy Butler dribbling through everybody, but he overruns his dribble, turns it over. Marcus Smart lobs it ahead to Tatum. Tatum fouled by Robinson, scoops it up and in, scored, and the foul, and the Celtics tonight, they won't just survive. They won't just win game five. They will leave, no doubt.
You just heard Celtics Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. The Boston Celtics, they win tonight. They come back. They overcome a 12-point deficit. They own the second half. The Boston Celtics knock off the Heat 121-108. They force a game six, which will take place this Sunday. Shout-outs to John Plouffe. I appreciate you, John, for tuning in. Miami leads the series 3-2 right now. Instead of being on their way to the NBA Finals. And I think the Boston Celtics have it in them to come back. Jimmy Butler has said that the Celtics have more talent. Obviously, we've seen the Celtics take these leads early in the series. We've seen the Celtics blow these leads. Well, now, it was the Miami Heat's turn. As Jason Tatum got busy in the second half, scoring 21 of his 31 points. The last game that we saw Jason Tatum, he had 0 points in the first half and he finished the game with 28. He put up 28 points in the second half last game. He gives you 21 this time around. Gordon Hayward, you can't ignore the fact that this man is back. The Celtics, I think they have a little bit of the momentum on their side. The Miami Heat might have the edge on the series, but the momentum is on the side of the Celtics right now. And I always thought that this series would go seven games. I always thought it was going to be close. I didn't think it'd be this much fun to watch. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you believe the Boston Celtics can come back and win this series? If you go ahead and look at what the Denver Nuggets are going through, 3-1 comeback, 3-1 comeback. There ain't going to be no 3-1 comeback against the Lakers. It's not happening. But this is different. The Miami Heat can give this away. Let's see what they can do. 855-212-4CBS. Our number, our line is sponsored by Geico. And did you know, right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Can the Celtics come back and win this series? I say yes. But the odds will tell you the Heat still have the advantage. It's real simple. 3 is greater than 2. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to go ahead and figure that one out. The Boston Celtics have had their backs up against the wall. Let's go ahead and talk to Brad. Brad is calling up from Cleveland. Brad, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What do you think about the Celtics?
I really believe, I completely agree with you. I believe the Celtics have more talent than the Heat. I was pretty surprised that the Heat, you know, were up 3-1, but I can definitely see this going to a game 7. And, you know, really, I didn't like the way the Heat came out tonight. I actually thought they should have used Tyler Hero as almost like a decoy, because I felt like the Celtics were going to really be honing in on him, and they did. They had Jaylen Brown guarding him and Marcus Smart. And I thought they should have used Tyler Hero sort of like a, instead of looking to shoot, use him as a playmaker, look to pass to other guys. But they just, they didn't go about it to me the right way. You know, he just had an average game, and I had a feeling. I bet my son. I said, do you think Tyler Hero tonight's going to have 10 points, 20 points, or 30? My son said 20. I said, I thought he's going to have about 10.
Yeah, and well, I mean, that's what happens when you got a young player. That's what happens. Tyler Hero is 20 years old. There was nothing in me, nothing, that thought that Tyler Hero was going to come back and give you another 37-point game. The odds are not in, the odds aren't in his favor. He's going to be up, he's going to be down. That's what young players do.
I did love the stat where they showed when Magic Johnson was the other youngest player, I think 20-year-old, to score, you know, like in a playoff game. I think he had 40 points against the Sixers. That was an amazing stat that Tyler Hero, you know, had some amazing thing. One, I did want to mention something about Jason Tatum's game. To me, it looks like he's always, like, using his offhand to, like, you know, like a chicken wing to, like, push off. And I want to know if you've noticed that. And I actually think they should be calling, you know, like, offensive foul on him a lot more. What do you think of that?
No, Brad, I haven't noticed that. When I look at Jason Tatum, I see an athletic freak who's developed outside of being a slasher. So I haven't paid attention to any type of offensive fouls. That'll be something I look at, Brad. Thank you.
Take care, man. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Shout out to Brad for calling up from Cleveland. Let's go to New York. Let's talk to Craig. Craig, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the odds of a Celtics comeback?
Oh, yeah, man. The odds is high, man. I think the Celtics will come back. I think the NBA is setting up the Celtics versus the Los Angeles Lakers.
You said you think it'll be the Celtics and the Lakers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, but one thing about today's game, that Kemba Walker needed to play well. He got, what, 15 points? And, you know, 15 points is good, but the problem with the Celtics all these years, they have problems with LeBron James. Well, LeBron James was in Cleveland.
Well, I mean, let's not go back that damn far, Craig. I mean, that is that was quite some time ago. I don't think LeBron has anything to do with the Celtics because what are we going back to when he was with the Cavs?
Yeah, because remember, they can't pass LeBron that time. So LeBron is on the East no more. Kyrie is on the Brooklyn Nets.
Craig, that's my point. Like, this is a different Celtics team. Some of their key guys are older. I don't want to necessarily tie LeBron James into the conversation when that was quite some time ago. But I appreciate you I appreciate you, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Craig, for calling up from New York. Let's go right down I-95 and let's talk to Bill. Bill is calling up from Baltimore. Bill, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on a Celtics comeback?
Well, I'm calling from Baltimore, but I'm from Boston, and I've been a longtime Celtics fan. And my assessment is that your assessment is correct. The momentum has changed, and if Miami wants to win this series, it's the next game. If they lose, which I think they got a good chance because the Celtics got the momentum, they do not win a seventh game. The pressure is on them, and I think that the Celtics will win that seventh game if it goes that far, and they match up pretty good with the Lakers, so I think we'd have a good series.
Whoa. Well, Bill, you hit the super fast forward. Damn, you already started thinking about what the matchup with the Lakers looks like. Damn, Bill, you don't think that's that's rather aggressive for a team that has to win 3-0 to win the series and then has to take on the Lakers? I mean, that's rather aggressive, no?
Well, I think when you've put it that way, you're 100% correct. But I'm not looking at they got to get 3 in a row. They just have to win the next game.
Oh,
and they
okay.
just won 2 in a row. And at that point, with one game left, the pressure is on Miami, okay? Celtics got nothing to lose. We just won 2 in a row. The Miami's thinking, hey, we just blew a 3-1 lead. And I don't think it's to look into the next round. The Celtics are 2-0 against the Lakers. The Lakers aren't the same team. They're a very great team. I'm not saying anything about that. I just think it would be a great series. Celtics-Lakers, like all in the past. But that's my assessment. If Miami wants to win this series, they win it the next game. If they don't, the Celtics are champions in the semifinals.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you for calling up from Baltimore. Yeah, I mean, yeah, let's take us back to the 80s. Take us back to almost 10 years ago. Give us Celtics-Lakers. That's what everybody wants, right? That's what gets the people going. Well, you're here. I want to continue to take your phone calls. We have quite a few callers hitting me up from New England. I see New Hampshire. I see Boston, Toronto, Myrtle Beach. If you're calling me, we will get you on the line. Are you confident that the Celtics can come back? Are the Celtics done? Are the Miami Heat eventually going to say, hey, go have a seat? Where are my callers from Miami? All the time, the people from Miami always call me and say, hey, JR, we were gonna whoop that ass. Where you at? Come on, 855-212-4CBS. Can the Celtics come back? Because they were down 3-1. Let me know what you think. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Boston Celtics, they're not going home. They ain't ready to leave Disney World. They don't want to get off the rides. They beat the Miami Heat tonight 121-108. The Heat lead 3-2. Boston trying to stay alive as they try to force a game 7. I always thought the series was going to go 7. I said I had the Celtics winning the series. Obviously, the odds are in the Heat's favor for them to win. They have a 3-2 series lead. But the momentum right now, it is swung over to the Boston Celtics. The phone lines open to you right now, 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on where this series stands? Do the Celtics have an opportunity? Do they have a chance to legitimately come back and win? I say yes. I can't say the Celtics are done. Jimmy Butler, as I told you before the break, Jimmy Butler has said the Celtics have more talent. He's also said, yeah, we're tired of coming from behind. It's not fun. Let's get to these phones and get your thoughts and get your opinions. Dan, he's calling up from Boston. Dan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you, man? I'm a big fan of the show. I just want to say that the big difference today was Tatum going to the foul line. You know, they have to keep attacking. If they don't go to the foul line and play big and aggressive how they came out that second half, I don't see them winning whatsoever.
Well, you're up in Boston. We know what has to happen. We saw what happened tonight. How do you think this series is ultimately going to end?
I think Boston has a good chance, but it also comes with how aggressive they play. If they live by the three, they're going to die by the three, JR. I'm telling you now. I'm here in Boston live on my way to work, and I'm going to hear everybody saying, because I'm a Laker fan, so everybody's going to say, I told you we're going to come play you. But even though they got more talent, Miami, they're playing hungry, and, you know, they don't have all that pressure like these star players have. Like Tatum, when he misses a shot, like, he beats himself more than a rookie would, you know, but it's a good game. They got a good chance. I still say Miami's going to win the next game by 5.
Okay, well, we got that would be another close one. Thank you, Dan, for calling up from Boston. Let's stay in Beantown. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about what he just said?
Yo, what's going on, JR? Huge fan of the show. I do think the Celtics have a chance in the series, but I think Miami's going to take Game 6. I think the coaching disparity has been huge. Spoelstra clearly out-coaches Brad Stevens in a couple of the games. Obviously, the Celtics take Game 5, but Spoelstra's the better coach. Miami might be the hotter team. You know, we'll see what happens, but Miami in 6.
Miami might be the hotter team. I would tend to say right now they ain't.
You know, I think that's fair, but Miami
well,
has
Chris,
the hotter
they just,
shooters.
Well, hotter shooters. I mean, Duncan Robinson started off hot, and then he ended up going 3-for-11. He fell off the face of the earth. Tyler Hero gave you 14. A lot of those points came when the game was pretty much done. So I can't say by any stretch of the imagination that, and pardon the pun, that the Heat are hot right now. Because they ain't. They just lost. The momentum is the other way. I mean, I can see if you say, oh, well, the Heat are going to come back and ultimately win. I can take that. But I wouldn't go with the reasoning of the Heat are hot. No, they're not. They're trying to get Boston the hell up on out of here. They're trying to go to the NBA Finals. You only need one more win. You only need to win one more time. Chris is calling up. He's in Toronto, Canada. Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the Celtics and their possibility of a comeback?
Personally, I don't think they're going to come back. However, you do bring up a good point of how they're hot, and I honestly think Jason Tatum is unstoppable in the third quarter. But I do think Miami has that strong, tenacious defense. Like, I love Jimmy Butler. I love Bam Adebayo. I think they got a good core, and I think that their deep team will take them. But you do bring up a good point, and Boston is hot right now, and it's going to take that game six, to see who's going to win the series, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Chris, for calling up from Toronto. Well, I'd venture to say who wins game six wins the series. Well, I obviously, if Miami wins game six, they go to the finals. If Boston wins game six, I guess that's your point, that they will then move forward and win game seven. And I just to repeat a point from one of our prior callers, shooters shoot. The shots are not always going to go down. And that's the thing. When you look at Danny Green, look at Danny Green in Los Angeles. This guy has disappeared. And it's not just in the playoffs. He is going through stretches here. Where it's just like, whoa, where the hell is Danny Green? It's like that old TV show. Where's Carmen Sandiego? She's trotting around the world somewhere. When those shots don't go down, in your job, your role is to hit the shots and play defense. Well, damn, if your job is to only hit threes and you ain't making them, you're pretty useless. You're one hell of a decoy. Let me not call you useless. You still have to be accounted for. But the reality is that, yeah, you ain't helping the squad. And Duncan Robinson can come out and score 15, 17 points right out the gate and out the box. But then when you disappear, then what? He ain't Jason Tatum. He ain't putting up 21 points and a half. He's not putting up 28 points and a half by himself. Jason Tatum is one of the future stars. He's a star right now. But he is one of the guys who is the future of the NBA. Ain't no doubt about it. Javier, he's calling up from Miami. Javier, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead with your comment.
I'm just saying, like, you know, Boston, as much as you say Boston is hot, I mean, look at it. They just won one game, the last game. You know, you can't say that they're hot. They lost the previous game. You know, the Heat right now, they're not just going to sit back and just let Boston win the next game and then the game after that. They still got a long road to go. We still have a championship coaching staff. And, you know, you need to climb a mountain to actually get to that final. So, you know, Boston right now has a little momentum.
Well, you took the words out of my mouth.
Okay.
It's a matter of conjecture whether or not you want to talk about momentum or hot. It's the same damn thing. The momentum is on the side of the Celtics. That's my point.
One game? They just won one game. Before this game?
Well, they certainly had the momentum. Well, Javier, if you want to let's keep what we're talking about in context. I'm sure you heard the caller who mentioned that, right?
Okay.
No, I'm asking you. You're saying, okay. Did you hear what said?
I didn't hear him.
You didn't hear him. He said that the Miami Heat were hot. And I told him, no, that makes no sense. I said the momentum is on the side of the Celtics. If you want to talk about hot, yes, it's one game, but that's the Celtics. I'm not talking about a hot streak. I mean, if we want to go ahead and dissect words and you want to say this and that, that's ridiculous. We understand the same point. The momentum after this game has swung towards the Celtics. Now, what I will disagree with you on, listen, it ain't easy coming back from 3-1. You know, the Denver Nuggets here are an anomaly. But what I will say is that I'm not going to say that they have to go out there and climb the proverbial mountain to go ahead and win the series. Is it easy? Hell no. Are the odds in their favor? Hell no. But they certainly, after this game, have the momentum. They have the talent. They have the ability to go out like they've done and win on Sunday. I mean, they've had leads. They've given the leads up. Miami is relentless. There's no doubt about that. And I believe the series is amazing. I think the series, I said before, it would be close. I gave it 7 games. Well, whoop-de-doo, here we go. It's 6. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, I still say it's a mountain. It's a mountain for them to climb. You know, if they can climb it, then I give them credit.
Okay.
But, you know, you can't say that they're going to climb that mountain easily because, honestly, the Heat has been going back and forth, and the Heat have been in it every last fourth quarter.
Javier, we can look at the lead and tell all of that. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just believe that you're splitting hairs in regards to some of these words here. The Heat got the 3-2 lead. We see it. The Heat have come back. We see it. But tonight, the Heat lost. And tonight, as we move into a game 6, the Celtics have the leverage. Let's see what happens.
I give you that.
All right. Thank you, Javier, for calling up from Miami. Let's go to New Hampshire. Let's talk to Sam. Sam, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the Celtics comeback?
Thank you. Appreciate the time. I love the show. I just got done with some of my buddies from Boston, you know, Methuen, coming over, watching the game with me.
How many beers did you have, Sam? How many beers?
I had a few. I had a few New England IPAs. You got to get those in there. All right.
I love IPAs. Go ahead. Those.
That's right. But I'm hearing a lot of Miami fans, even Laker fans, like that guy Dan. I mean, he needs to concentrate on his Lakers winning first. All right. I know everyone's counting out Denver already, but that's another story. Let's concentrate on the Celtics and Miami. I mean, either team, I think every game has been close. And you mentioned Brad Stevens, that the Celtics are where they are right now because of him. I think so far, Spoelstra has been out-coaching him. He had 2 good games. And by the sound of it, it sounded like you said that credit. I mean, we got a young team.
Well,
we got the talent.
Sam, yes. you broke up at the end. And I was just going to wait for you to finish your statement or point. I never said that, and maybe a caller said this, but I didn't say that the Celtics are where they're at right now because of Brad Stevens. That's
Well, you said that I did hear you a few calls ago, and you gave Brad a good he's a good coach. You got to give him his
yes,
credit.
Yes, I did.
They're young players. But I feel like Spoelstra has gotten the better of him in
yes.
most of the games. So,
I agree. No, I agree. Listen, don't take me out of context here, and I hate to be repeating myself, but that's not even a philosophy of mine to make or say about a coach. The NBA is a player driven league. I don't give a damn if Brad Stevens is out there. If we give Brad Stevens the New York Knicks roster, what are they doing? Nothing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I don't. That's not my philosophy. So I agree with you. Spoelstra has more experience. Spoelstra has been through the fire. Spoelstra has championships. Spoelstra came from under one of the greatest head coaches of all time. Spoelstra is a part of a winning organization. So that's not to take anything away from Brad Stevens being a good coach. It's nothing taken away from him being a great coach. But, yeah, Spoelstra, his resume says more. And he's being outcoached, and he has been outcoached in certain periods and at certain points. There's no doubt about that. Sam, I appreciate you for calling from New Hampshire, but we're right up against the break.
All right, go Celtics.
Thank you. Yeah, Sam said it. And Sam had those IPAs, and he ain't sent me one. Thanks a whole lot. Listen, I hope while you're listening to me right now, if your ass is in the car, if you're in a vehicle, I hope you're being safe. I hope that you have no IPAs. Don't do it. That's some JR wisdom. We're going to talk some basketball. We're going to talk some NFL football. We got to talk about Lamar and Pat Mahomes. I'm going to take your calls, keep this rolling, and talk football when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.